energy. And that's just awesome to be able to engage in God's work with that kind of passion and energy and spirit. You guys doing all right tonight? It's always good to be back in the house of the Lord. I wish we would be as excited to spend time with God as we are all the rest of the things we do. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. If you would, please turn your Bibles to Psalms 37 chapter. Psalms the 37th chapter. And it reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For thou shalt soon be cut down like the trees and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass." I want you also to flip over to James, the first chapter, and verse 5. James, the first chapter, and verse 5. James, the first chapter, and verse 5. And it reads, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto you." Is that in your Bibles?
Yes, sir.
All right, from these two passages of scripture, and we'll look at a couple more, but I want to talk about godly decisions. On a daily basis, we are responsible for making decisions. We have decisions that are decisions that don't matter much, that we put a lot of thought into. And they don't matter much to you spiritually, like what you're going to wear in the morning. Now, that's really, when in the big scheme of things, is not a big decision. Some of y'all sisters saying that's a tell. But in the big scheme of things, what you're going to wear is not really a big decision. As a matter of fact, what you have on doesn't impact you spiritually at all. Right. But we spend a lot of time working through decisions that don't matter much. But then we have these other decisions that impact our life on a daily basis that really impact how we will live life from that moment on. We have decisions about our jobs. We have decisions about whether we want to try to get a new job, whether we want to stay at the other job. You know, we just have decisions all the time. And as a matter of fact, psychologists say that the normal human brain makes about 10,000 decisions a day. Did you know that?
No.
It's a lot of decisions. Now the thing is that about 10,000 decisions a day, and it only really takes one bad decision to mess it all up. You get 9,999 decisions right. And one bad decision can change your life. So the question is that what is the process? How do we know how to make good decisions? What allows us to be able to make spiritual decisions? What allows us to be able to make decisions that will impact our life in a positive way? Are y'all here with me? I'm not going to be long. Okay, so the very first thing in the Bible, I want you to look at in Psalms 37, it says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now you say, Brother Mason, what does this have to do with the ability to make decisions? What the scripture is actually saying is, pleasure yourself, relish in the Lord. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Okay, why is that important? If I pleasure myself, if I am relishing in God, if I am spending time with God, he will give me the desires of my heart. Why will he give me the desires of my heart? Because it's impossible for me to spend time and to have a relationship, a close connection with God, and my heart not want the same thing as God wants.
Amen.
Y'all follow me? So it's important for you to understand that if you want to make good decisions, one thing you want to do is you want to make sure that your decisions line up or are in line with the will of God. Well, the way that you make decisions that are aligned or in line with the will of God is to make sure that you are relishing in, or you are delighting yourself, or you are connected to God. And decisions that you make will be the decisions that are similar to, or those decisions that are approved by God. Then He will in turn give you the things that you want out of the decisions, because the decisions that you want to make are based on your relationship that you have with Him. Y'all follow me? So we struggle sometimes to make decisions, and we struggle sometimes specifically to make godly decisions. And the reason why we struggle to make godly decisions is because we're too disconnected from God. People tell me all of the time now, the older I get, people tell me all the time, boy, you remind me of your dad. All the time now. Now, when I was a little rug rat, I didn't remind him of nobody. I just reminded him of the devil, right? Boy, that boy got the devil in him. But now that I'm older, and now, you know, I have done a number of things that are similar to my father, even in my chosen profession, right? So people tell me all the time that you remind me of your dad. My mother last week said something to me that really touched my heart. She said, she asked me a question. She was dealing with something, and she called my father for some advice. When she called my father, he was in a meeting and was not able to give her to answer her call. Well, then she called me. I answered the phone, and she asked me to pray for it, and she asked me a question, and I gave her some scripture around what I think was the best decision. And she said, okay, thank you. And then she called me about 15 minutes later. She said, Darwin, you said something about the same thing that your daddy would say. And I was pretty pleased of that, right? Because I think my daddy's a wise man. I say that to say this. The reason why I sound or might remind people of my father is because I spent an enormous amount of time with him. You see, I spent a lot of time with him. So because I spent a lot of time with him, the decisions and the things that I make, decisions and the things that I do are similar to him because I spend time with him. So if you want to make good, godly decisions, make sure you spend time with God. And then the Bible also says, right, you want to know that spend time with God, or you want to delight yourself in God, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Then it says, commit thy way. That means that you need to decide that you're going to commit thy way to the Lord. That means commit thy attitude, commit everything that you do to the Lord. When you are committed to something, that means that you have put your whole weight. That means you have done everything you can, and you have aligned yourself with God. And because you're committed to God, you are walking with him. I told this story years ago, I think here, when we were talking about, I can't remember the name of the sermon, but anyway, we were talking about on a plane. And I told you that when you're on a plane, when the pilot gets a certain amount of feet in the air, he responds to air traffic control, committed. And pretty much what that means is we're at the point in our flight that we're not turning back. And usually right after he says committed, you hear something over the loudspeaker that says something like, we are at our cruising altitude, right? So there has to be a commitment to being like God. There has to be a commitment to giving your ways to the Lord. And if you're committed to giving your ways to God, then the things that you do will please God. Y'all here with me? Trust in him, and he shall bring it out of pass. Now then go over. So the first thing is, if you want to make godly decisions, make sure your decisions align with God. The way you make sure your decisions align with God is to be where God is, so you know what God likes, to be in God's word, and then it's easier for you to do what God would have you do. Okay. Then it says in James, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto you. As you work toward making decisions and you're spending time with God, there'll be times where you spend time or you're in God's presence, but you still don't necessarily know God's will. Let me help you. Go to Deuteronomy 29. Then I'm about to get out of here. Deuteronomy 29, I think it's verse 12 or verse 20. Let me find it really quickly. Let me find it really quickly. God has two wills, right? One of them is his sovereign will, and the other will is his revealed will. Verse 29, chapter 29, verse 29. Y'all follow me on this. God has two wills. One will is God's sovereign will. In Deuteronomy 29:29, it says his secret will. And the other is his revealed will. What do you mean God has two wills? There are some things that is in the will of God that you don't know about. And he does not share with you. What does that mean? For example, God doesn't share with you what the weather is going to be tomorrow. You might get a bad meteorologist that tries, right? But God doesn't tell you everything about his will. You don't know what's going to happen at the end of time. You don't know every decision. You don't know everything that God will do. Now, you know that if you align yourself with God, in the end, it'll work in your favor. But you don't know all of the things that God is going to do step by step. Are y'all following me? Okay, so there are times where you don't necessarily understand God's will, even though you are with God. So what the Bible says do in James is when you don't understand God's will, ask him for wisdom, and he will give it to you. And he will give it to you freely. If you want to make godly decisions, be sure, one, to be with God. Be sure, secondly, to ask him for wisdom. We walk through life way too much trying to make decisions on our own. And then we find ourselves miserable with the decisions that we've made. And the reason why we're miserable with the decisions that we made is because we did not take the time to ask God for wisdom to be able to make the decisions. Y'all follow me? So you need to be able to, one, make godly decisions. So you got to be with God. And then secondly, you have to commit your life or commit your way to God. And then finally, you got to continuously ask God to bless you with wisdom. Because the only way that you're going to actually be able to please God is to be with him, to commit yourself to him, and to continue to ask him for the things that he will give and only things that only God can give, which is wisdom. I am getting to a point where I am more and more confident in every decision that I make. And the reason why I'm more and more confident in every decision that I make, now I don't want y'all to go back and say, Brother Mace said he don't make no bad decisions. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. Y'all not going to say I lied. I didn't lie up here. I am becoming more confident in the decisions that I make because I'm spending more time with God. And the more time I spend with God, the more that I know I'm aligned with him. If you're struggling this week to make a decision, if you're not sure what is the right way to go, you probably want to check and see how much time you're actually spending with God. And guess what I'm learning? I don't even care that much at this stage if my decision is popular, as long as I'm aligned with God. See, I'm almost at the point where I don't even ask, you know, whether you like it or not. Because whether you like it or not doesn't matter. Because if you don't like it and it's still aligned with God, I'm going to do it anyway. So it's important for you to spend time with God so you can be confident in the decisions that you make in your life. Why this sermon? Because I'm going to have to make this sermon. I tell y'all this all the time. I preach to myself and then we just happen to be all together and I'm talking out loud so you get a chance to hear it. I'm going to tell you. I am overcoming. I am getting to a place where actually there was a time not too long ago where as a leader, I had made so many decisions that there was a time where I wanted to stop making them. Like, you know, I'm serious. I got to help y'all. This is my testimony. In my school building, for example, if you sit in my office with me for longer than 5 minutes, you will, because our school has so much going on, right? I told you all before, about 1 in 5 students, 1 in 5 of my students, or 20% of my students are homeless, which means every day is a new day with new issues. Last Tuesday, I was out to eat, and about 9 o'clock at night, I got a text from one of my teachers telling me that one of our students had been, was staying with someone, and the mother got into it with the person they were staying with and put all of them out, right? So it was 7 of them staying in a car, right? So I was so mad at that point in time because I didn't want to have that on my heart before I went to bed, right? So there have been times where I have gotten to the point where I said, don't ask me nothing else. I don't want to make any more decisions, especially the type of decisions that will impact this way. I just don't want to make any more decisions. And I even had some conversation with God about it. Like, Lord, you know, it'd be cool if you just kind of take a little bit of this back. Yeah. Y'all ever did that? Yeah. Lord, just take a little bit of this back. And I realized that he wasn't going to do it. So I had to say to myself, well, if God is not going to stop me from making a ton of decisions, if I felt like a lot, then I might as well figure out a way to be able to make the right decision. And the more and more I'm with God, the closer and the better I feel about the decisions that I make. Some of us right now have 100 decisions, 1,000 decisions, hundreds of thousand decisions, or maybe 1 or 2 real big decisions that you know you have to make this week. The way you're going to make the right decision is to get close to God. If you're not close to God, whatever you do, it's probably not going to fulfill you. Because it's impossible for you to know what God wants if you don't know God himself and you don't spend time with him. And then you just got to commit your ways, commit your entire life to the Lord. Trust in him and he will bring it to pass. And finally, go ahead and pray to God on a regular basis for wisdom. Wisdom, not knowledge, wisdom. Wisdom is God breathed, something that he gives. As a body of Christ, we as Christians need to pray to God more frequently to be wiser. And then you'll be able to overcome or be able to walk through whatever it is that you're going through in your life. So there's 3 things that I ask myself now, and I give you these 3 things. You can write them down when I make a decision. The first thing I ask myself is it a godly decision? Is it aligned with the will of God? These are things you probably need to ask yourself. Is the decision that I'm going to make aligned with the will of God? That's number one. Write that down. The second thing is, will it advance the kingdom of God? Is the decision, you say, well, Brother Mason, what do you mean? What do you mean? How can your decision at work advance the kingdom of God? Well, if I make a decision out of love, then people will know that I'm a loving person. And then what they will mean, they will be trying to figure out where I got the love from. And then I can tell them that I love people because God first loved me. And then I'm able to advance the mission of saving other souls now because the decision that I made came from a loving place. First thing, that's what I mean, advance the kingdom of God. So first thing is, does it align with the will of God? 2, will it advance the kingdom of God? Right. And then 3, specifically, this is the third one, is does the decision, right? Does it line up with the gifts that God has given me? When I make this decision, does it align with the gifts and talents that God has given me? What do you mean the gifts and talents? There is some decisions that the best decision you can make is to give the decision to somebody else that is more suitable or more prepared to handle it. Right? Let me go back to what I was just saying. So this homeless family, I can make a decision, but it's better for me because of my skill set to help them get in contact with a social worker or get them in contact with a homeless shelter because they are more prepared to handle that than I am. Now, I can call the hotel at 9 o'clock at night, put $75 down and make sure they have a room to stay in. That's a short-term fix. But if I really want the decision to be one that's meaningful, I need to connect them with someone who has the gift or has the talent or the responsibility to be able to make it a lasting decision. Does your decision line up with the will of God? It does your decision advance the kingdom? And the decision that you make, is it aligned or is it attached to the gift that God has given you? Because sometimes your best decision is to hand a decision off to somebody else. Y'all follow me? So this weekend you're gonna be faced with a number of things, right? You know how to get over them. Be close to God, ask Him for wisdom, commit your way, and then have a little process to deal with that. Now, over the last 6 months, I've practiced that so much that those three questions happen simultaneously. But it took me a while because you can make some decisions that seem to be the right decisions and they don't advance the kingdom of God, so it's not really the right decision. Y'all here with me? All right. So that's all I got for you. I want to help us to be able to be more and more like God. And the only way that we can be more and more like God is to keep Him in mind in everything that we do. And sometimes what happens is because our lives happen so fast, we depend on the knowledge that comes from someplace else and not necessarily the Spirit of God to lead us. I went to school to lead an organization, wrote a whole dissertation on it, but that still doesn't allow me to get the best decision. I need to take what God has given me or in my secular knowledge, along as the Spirit that He gives me and the words that He gives me in the Bible, put those two things together, and that's when I'm really at my best. You go ahead and stand to your feet. You go ahead and stand to your feet. This is more like Bible class, not Sunday night sermon. All right. Christ made a decision for us. And this is how I know that is those three things that I gave you. This is how I know that that's the best three things you can do when you make a decision. Jesus had to ask the question, when I die on the cross, is that aligned to God's will? Yes. When I die on the cross, will it advance the kingdom of God? Yes. Are my gifts and my talents, the gifts and talents that are needed in order to accomplish this mission? Yes. Only Jesus could have been the one to go to the cross. He could not have passed that off to anyone else. He was the one that was prepared to be able to go to the cross. So he had, Lord, I want to stay in your will. Lord, I need your kingdom to be. So when I got to be the one to die so I can advance your kingdom. Lord, it looks like I'm the only person that can do this. Because he said, if it's your will, let this come pass. It was nobody else that could do what Jesus did. So he gave his life on the cross and he died. And he got up on the third day and he got up able to remove all the sins of the world. Though that's the way you make a godly decision. There's no other way or no better example to making a godly decision than watching God himself. Amen. Some of you say, okay, I understand that, but I'm struggling with this idea of making godly decisions. I like to make decisions from my emotions. Your emotions will lead you down a bad road. I just want to let you know, if you make all of your decisions emotionally, then the devil's going to rough you up real good. You need to align yourself with the will of God and make your decisions spiritually and not emotionally. Amen. And you might be sitting here today and you say, you know what, I've made some decisions that emotionally, and I've been struggling with that for a while, and I need to figure out a way to be more like God. You can do that right now as we pray and sing the song of invitation. Go ahead, bro.